Today marks the first recognized Indigenous Peoples Day on the University of Oklahoma campus. It's a counter-celebration of Columbus Day, and as KGOU's Sarah Hurd reports, it recognizes the contribution of Native American history and culture.
Brown?
Yes.
Buxton?
Yes.
Late last month, after extended discussion, the University of Oklahoma Student Congress officially recognized Indigenous Peoples Day in place of Columbus Day on the university campus.
By a vote of 28-3-5, this bill does pass.
The vote was a victory for its sponsors, Indigenize OU, a group of four Native American student activists. The leader of the group is master's student Ashley McCray. She's an enrolled member of the Absentee Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma and also comes from the Lakota Nations of Oglala and Sichangu.
I just think that although we don't recognize it here, knowing that that day is set aside for Columbus Day is a real travesty for Native peoples, and changing it to Indigenous Peoples Day, I mean, it's a little step, but it's a first step to opening up the doors for communication between the Native community and the rest of the student body.
It's not the only cause they're pursuing. They've also been protesting the use of the word sooner on campus.
Growing up, we had land rent reenactments every year to celebrate the opening of Indian Territory to non-Native settlement. We would have our little like stick pony horses, and then we would all line up on the playground, and then at a given time, we would all rush to whatever place on the playground and like stake our claim, and it's literally a reenactment of the land runs. So some people would sneak in before the bell went off, and then those people were the Sooners, and it's very much how you would imagine. It was little kids running around on the playground and staking claims for land.
For Ashley McCray, the word Sooner is a reminder of the many losses her people have faced.
Tribes like the Absentee Shawnee Tribe, who is originally from Ohio, Cherokee, Choctaw, Chickasaw, all these different tribes are forced here. And those were coming in the wake of Andrew Jackson's Indian Removal Act of 1830. I mean, I think that all of our ancestors were deeply traumatized by that. Lots of children were dying, elders were dying. So this really kind of triggers and re-traumatizes me, and I think other Native peoples who have our relationship to this land through very traumatic means, like the Trail of Tears for the Cherokees or the Potawatomis who had their Trail of Death. And so it's really triggering in that way, and it really reminds me of colonization and that whole process.
Oklahoma Historical Society Director Bob Blackburn believes that the meaning behind the name Sooner has changed over the years. And although he recognizes the negative connotations the word carries, he sees it as an important element of the history of Oklahoma.
I think at this point, Boomer Sooner is historic. It's like changing the name of a building. Many of our state founders were members of the Ku Klux Klan. Alfalfa Bill Murray, the father of the state constitution, the first speaker of the House, a governor, a congressman, was an avowed racist. And this guy was so far outside of what we consider politically acceptable now, but yet he reflected his times. So when an effort started to change the name of a building at OSU from Murray Hall, I said to the press, you cannot whitewash history. If we were to go back and put our values today on everything done in the past, suddenly we're losing the connection with our own culture.
Although some Native students disagree about the benefits of continuing the use of the word sooner, there is a common theme, the idea that these conversations need to take place.
I think it's really important for our non-Native allies, white allies especially, to take that burden off of our shoulders and educate other white people about the traumas that Natives face and the traumas that Natives are still facing. And I think that that would be a really good way to move forward. And also using their positions of power to help fight for us. So if we're saying that we don't like the word Sooners, even if it does upset you, you know, you need to wonder, you know, why are they saying that they don't like that word? Why is it affecting them in that way?
What I'm hoping as an educator is that young people will say, what are the terms Boomer Sooner? What does it mean?
Again, the Oklahoma Historical Society's Bob Blackburn.
And that allows me to explain it, that this is part of our history, but it also gives me a chance to then talk about the Indians who were dispossessed. And it allows me to then get into these other issues that are part of our culture and who we are and how we got there.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Sarah Hurd.
And that story comes to us from Assignment Radio, KGOU's student-produced project, as part of a class in the University of Oklahoma's Gaylord College of Journalism and Mass Communication.